Yale School of Management Dean, Tesla CEO Elon Musk has dramatically failed expectations. By Lucas Nolan on April 27, 2019. The senior associate dean at the Yale School of Management called Tesla's recent first quarter loss catastrophic and pointed the blame at Tesla CEO Elon Musk. CNBC reports that Jeffrey Sonnenfeld, a senior associate dean at the Yale School of Management, didn't hold back when discussing Tesla's first quarter's earnings report. "When is the board going to wake up?" asked Sonnenfeld. "You know what they are? They do understand cruise control better than anybody else. The board is on cruise control." This was an obvious reference to Tesla's autopilot feature, which the company has claimed will allow cars to drive themselves, a claim which has been repeatedly questioned. Based on average estimates compiled by Refinitiv, here's what Tesla reported versus what analysts expected. Loss per share on an adjusted basis, $2.90 versus 69 cents expected. Revenue, $4.54 billion versus $5.19 billion expected. Although Tesla's sale of vehicles rose by 36% to $3.72 billion from $2.74 billion a year ago, it still represented a 41% drop from the fourth quarter. Tesla appeared aware of this, warning investors that first quarter income would be negatively impacted due to lower than expected delivery volumes and several pricing adjustments. Sonnenfeld, who has decades of experience studying CEO leadership and corporate governance, was, however, not impressed. According to Sonnenfeld, Tesla's first quarter figures were the worst disaster in the technology sector that a lot of us can remember in a long time. Sonnenfeld stated that it wasn't just that Musk has dramatically failed in expectations, but it's that he set these expectations himself. Sonnenfeld noted that Tesla's stock is not trading anywhere near $420, a reference to the price point that Musk said he would take Tesla private at in a tweet on August 7, 2018, which resulted in a severe fine from the SEC. Sonnenfeld also referred to Musk's predictions that 1 million Tesla robotaxis with no human drivers would be available on the U.S. market next year, calling this claim ludicrous. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan or email him at lnolan@breitbart.com.